Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Roof and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gamble scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Roof and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry pinch hits for Phil Roof. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Bry reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson pinch runs for Steve Bry. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Danny Thompson. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alvarado fields the ball and throws to second. Duffy drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Duffy. Terrell scores. Braun moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil is walked intentionally. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Glenn Borgman now catching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Carew covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Jim Holt. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Brohmer now playing second base. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Tom Buskey now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Braun moves to third. Heil moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-4 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosby fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. with 2 walks. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 4 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the mound. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 4 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cusick moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cusick scores. Borgman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.